From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States after pulling off a stunning and unexpected win over the Democratic candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump said Clinton called to congratulate him. Trump appealed for unity as he addressed supporters at his election headquarters in New York City.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me.
Trump's victory denied Hillary Clinton becoming the first woman elected president in the U.S.
I had a feeling that a lot of people were not really, they were embarrassed to tell that they were supporting him, but we would see a lot of people voting for him at this election day. And I'm so happy to see that this is possible, that you can go against political correctness.
So this is a Brexit vote. This is the U.S. equivalent of a Brexit vote. All of the polls didn't believe it, and all of the polls said it wasn't going to happen.
Hillary Clinton's campaign manager addressed supporters at her election headquarters in New York Tuesday night, but no timetable was given on when Clinton will speak publicly, although political observers expect she will make a statement sometime on Wednesday. Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election sparked a drastic plunge in stock prices on global markets, weakening the U.S. dollar and pushed down oil prices. Some analysts in New York tell VOA Trump's plan to reduce regulation could be helpful to the oil drilling and banking sectors. This is VOA News.